Anyways, hi guys. Greet. Hi everyone. Welcome back. If you're like a recurring attendee of the Things You Can't Touch, then welcome back. But if you're not, welcome to another episode of the Things You Can't Touch. This is episode, I don't know, there's a number. I think it's episode 70, episode 80.
17, I think.
Wow, yes, it's good to know. I think it's episode 17. I haven't yet introduced the guest, and maybe I'm going to do that now. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself, as you can see him to the left of me. Yes, please tell them who you are and what you do and what you're made of.
Hi everybody, my name's Yef. I am a former systems engineer.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I used to be a full-time
Used to be
student,
a student.
but now I'm an all-time superstar, if you know, you know.
Wow, go on.
yeah, some people call me the hitman, some people call me the hitmaker. I don't know. Yeah, I just be existing. Yeah, I just be existing. I do a lot of creative stuff, so whether that be music. Well, I started in music anyway. I do a bit of videography, photography as well. But yeah, I just be living. I just be vibing. Yeah.
You're cool.
I appreciate it.
With that being said, I
Yeah.
think everyone should know where to find you. So drop like your Instagram, TikTok,
Fair enough.
if you're still feeling TikTok at this point, but
Yeah, to be honest, my TikTok is there. Do I use it? No. Will I use it again? Yes.
Fez.
My TikTok is at YF underscore. That's just YEF underscore. I don't know how you can get confused with the name YF. It's just YEF. Keep in
You'll
mind,
be
YF
surprised.
is all lowercase as well. Yeah, YEF all lowercase. Instagram, YF dot music. Yeah, that's me. Anything else I want to shout out? No, that's all the socials I want to shout out. Yeah.
Cool. If you remember anything later, we're gonna like redo this at the
Oh yeah,
end,
no
so it's
problem.
okay. Now, like, it's time for the nitty-gritty. It's time for the, I don't know
The
if I
meat,
should
the
call
grit.
it the exciting part
Right.
or the scary part.
Right.
But yeah, I have a question for you,
Go on.
and the question that I have is this. Let me remember it and word it correctly. Yes.
Hi.
Okay, so what does it mean to you
Yeah.
to lose the will to live?
E.
Once
To
I
lose the
explain like where
will
I'm
to live.
coming from,
Bruh.
it won't sound that scary, but yeah. Just what does it mean to you to lose the will to live?
To lose the will to live. Like that to me instantly sounds like kind of I don't know how to say this without getting demonetized.
Nah, I feel like you should just be free. Like, the world is so sensitive these days. Just say what you want to
Like
say.
when you say losing the will to live, that sounds kind of suicidal.
Yeah,
Slightly.
it does.
It does sound
I feel like
suicidal.
the concept of losing the will to live has been associated with like wanting to off yourself.
Yeah.
But in the context that we're going to be talking about it today, it's going to be a little bit different.
Right.
Have you ever heard of well, I'm guessing you've heard of pessimism.
Pessimism, yeah.
Like, you know what pessimism is. Have you heard of philosophical pessimism?
I have not.
And that's okay because I'm gonna do like brief explanations and then we're gonna talk
Fantastic.
about it
I
and
would
then
really appreciate
see,
that.
where your mind is at with
Lovely.
the concept of it.
Yes.
First of all, do you think you are a pessimist?
No.
Oh, okay. Why?
Quite the opposite, actually.
Why?
I do think, well, to be honest, these days, like when it comes to doing anything in general, like there's some sort of like delusion, and it's like delusion masked in hope
Fairs.
under the overall umbrella of faith
Faith,
that just helps
okay.
me to get things done. Like
Okay.
I could give plenty of examples, but I'm sure we're gonna go
Okay.
in depth later.
Fairs.
But yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a pessimist. I'd say I'm more on the optimist side. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So with that being said, what does pessimism really like, what does that look like to you? Do you think, I don't know, do you think pessimism is a good thing, it's a bad thing, or
I think pessimism is, well, in this context, define pessimism.
I don't know. I think that's what I want us to
Is
do
that okay?
together.
Right.
Yeah, like what is like, because obviously we need to have a joint agreement of
Yeah.
what we're going to be exploring. But for me, pessimism is, I don't know. I feel like pessimism is really extreme realism, but a lot of people can beg to differ. I just feel like the notion of pessimism has had negative connotations because it's like, oh, you're just being a Debbie Downer, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And like, you're just thinking about the negatives, you're not thinking about the positives. And people usually they glamorize the
For
concept
sure.
of optimism.
Yeah.
But for me, I think realism is the realest stance.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
obviously, because it's called realism. But I feel like a lot of people claim that they're realists, but they're not actually
That's
realists.
true.
But that's a conversation for another day.
Indeed.
But yeah, for me, I think I'd rather take the pessimist approach to things,
Okay.
for the reasons that we're literally gonna unpack in a minute. But yeah, I think I need to answer your question directly, which is what do I think pessimism is? I
Yeah.
think it's really extreme realism.
Yeah, I was gonna say that because you need to make the distinguish, is it the
Distinction.
distinction, that's
I
the word.
know you were gonna say distinguishment.
I don't
I
do
saw it
English.
coming.
I don't do English.
That's that
I
STEM
did
student.
engineer, I
One
literally did
engineer.
engineering.
Yeah,
Just
we
fam.
can tell. But yeah.
Yikes. Anyways, yeah, we need to make the distinction between pessimism and realism.
Yeah.
Like, realism is, I think the way I look at things these days is I start by looking in the realist point of view, and
Okay.
then I go into the optimist, delusional type of view.
I like the fact that you said that because for
Yeah.
me, I feel like pessimism, as I said before, is extreme realism, but
Yes.
you can literally
Yeah.
disagree with me. Some people will argue that there's a stark difference between the two,
No,
but
I do agree with you because like sometimes when you look at things, you can't see too much good in certain
exactly, especially
scenarios.
in this world.
In fam, in this planet,
The world is wicked.
this world
The world is
is
wicked, and
cursed.
we've seen it.
Oh.
But I like the fact that you associated optimism with delusion. So, would you say that optimistic people are just delusional? Okay. I thought I was gonna get you, but that's fine. Go on, why not?
Because it's hard to see the good in things, but just as if you look long enough to see the bad in things, you can look long enough to see the good in things.
So, calling optimism delusional is like a bit unfair if you're calling pessimism real. Is
I
that what you're
wouldn't call
saying?
pessimism real. I'd put optimism, optimism is crazy.
That's fine.
I'd put optimism, delusion, realism, and pessimism all in separate categories.
Optimism,
But
delusion. Okay.
what I would like, if I were to rank them in terms of like most negative to most positive, it'd probably be what's the pessimism,
Pessimism, yeah.
then
Realism.
realism, then optimism,
And
then
then
delusion.
delusion.
Yeah.
Say what you prefer to live in delusion than optimism. Because you said you're an optimistic person.
I find living in delusion, this makes me sound crazy, but
Yeah.
I find like if you were to take aspects of like living in delusion, when I say delusion, I literally mean in quotation marks. Like it's sometimes like funny. Like it makes you like it makes you a bit more lighthearted about the situation.
Yeah, it makes you like
Yeah.
life is never that it's never that
Yeah,
serious.
it's like
It's not that deep.
well,
Yeah.
obviously life can very much life sometimes.
Yeah, it can get
It
serious.
can get very serious
Yeah,
quickly.
we've
But
seen it.
in the scenarios that I've experienced in my life where things have become like really, really challenging. I'm like, let me not stay in this rut. Let me not stay in the mud forever. Let me actually, let me try and see the good in things. And if I can't see the good in things, let me just choose not to see the bad. I'll just turn a blind eye to it.
I think I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just turn a blind eye to the bad.
I was gonna say something. I was too busy listening, I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's okay.
But when it comes to me, I'll talk about it.
Right.
But that's all of that was just like what's a preempt a preemption?
Right. Yeah.
English.
English.
It was like
Englishy.
leading up to what I'm
Right.
gonna say.
Right.
Cool. So we're here to talk about a strand of philosophical pessimism.
Right.
So there's like we have nihilism, we have absurdism, and we also have Schopenhauerism.
Como?
Yeah. So I think he's German, Polish, and like you can tell by the name. So I'm not gonna ask you to say Schopenhauer.
Please don't.
But yeah,
I stopped doing German in year
he
nine.
oh you did
Yeah,
German.
als ich,
One.
fünf Jahre alt war,
The
habe ich
truth.
Fußball gespielt. And them things there.
Somebody should help me translate that because I didn't do
Means when
German.
I was 5 years old, I used to play football.
So speaking exam practice is what you gave me.
Yeah.
And that's okay, that's fine. Perfect. So Schopenhauer. He was a philosopher. He was really cool because people regard him as like the realest philosopher. But people also think he's really pessimistic.
Interesting.
He wrote a book called the the Psalm about the will to live, basically.
Okay.
So the reason why I asked you the question in the beginning is because
Yeah.
he said that like when as we're here existing, living in the world, there's a force upon us, and that force is within us called the will to life. Do you see?
The force is
The
upon us,
force is
and
upon us.
force is within us.
The force is within us. Like that's what he said. It sounds so poetic.
Very.
But yeah, it's called the will to life, and the will to life is basically that thing that keeps you going.
Okay, yeah.
It's that thing that makes you want to wake up and like strive. It's that thing that makes you want to wake up and hustle. You know this concept of hustle culture.
I hate it.
Of yeah, okay. Wow, why do you hate it? You don't like that? The hustle culture,
No.
capitalism. No,
No.
it's not
I mean, I
you.
don't, to be honest, I can't even say I don't like capitalism because I don't know what it is.
First,
I don't like, but
yeah.
I don't like hustle culture. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna let you carry on before I delve into my despise for hustle culture.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Am I cooked, chat?
You're not cooked yet. I feel like people have been cooked greater than you and
First.
that like, you caught yourself. And for me, I just want you to be free.
Yeah.
And you should say what you want. And
Yeah.
if like people want to drag you,
Yeah.
that is okay.
That's fine.
That's my own personal
That's
opinion.
fine.
But yeah, when he talks about the will to live, it's like basically sometimes I don't know how to explain. I feel like okay, cool, just take it easy, slow down, breathe. Cool. Basically, you set an aim in life, you achieve it, and then you're setting another one. And then you're setting another one, and you're another one, and another one. And it's about the perpetual cycle of continually or continuously, whichever word it is, trying to achieve something
Yeah.
and then just never ever being satisfied. So he talks about that, and he basically gives us tips in life about how we should conceptualize life and how we should go about living life. This thing keeps turning off. Bear with her. So the world's like a psychological, it's a psychological thing. And I don't know, do you even agree with that concept? Do you think that that's how life goes? Do you think we,
That we're just going from achievement to
yeah,
achievement.
a perpetual cycle?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
I think that of I think you're obviously gonna everybody wants to do good things at the end of the day. So like if you finish doing one good thing, you're like, let's do another one. Let's do another good thing. I don't know if I'm coming off really shallow, but I mean this is the extent to what I've thought about it. Like you just let's say, oh, I finish, I get a raise. Fantastic. What's the next good thing that's on the horizon or something like that?
Then you try and get that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's his problem.
That's his problem.
Yeah. I think that's what he doesn't like about the world.
Interesting.
He says that the world is actually just like a pendulum swinging between boredom and pain.
Oof.
Like, that was just so real of him to say that.
I hear it.
And
I hear it.
happiness is just a fleeting concept because, like, you're never ever like people seem to always want to chase happiness, but once you get it, it's very, very temporary.
Yeah, happiness is really temporary.
So he says that we shouldn't chase happiness, we should just chase the absence of pain. That's what, like, does that even make sense as a sentence?
Yeah, because there can be times like there can be times you're not feeling pain, but you're not necessarily feeling happy.
Yeah, you're just there.
You're just there.
And I think that's what it is. So that's why I said, like, what is the will to live? Because the original question I wanted to ask
Yeah.
you, I was told that this is like too like out there,
Yeah.
was should we lose the will to live,
Cool.
basically.
No.
I know, like, your response is probably the response of a lot of people who, like, no, like, what do you mean lose the will to live? Like, no,
Yeah.
you, like, live.
Yeah.
But, like, for him, it's like the will to live, I think, is understood slightly differently, which is about that perpetual cycle of constantly wanting to achieve. That's the will to live. And he doesn't explicitly say that we should lose the will to live, but I've interpreted him as saying that.
Okay.
I believe that people should do what they want, firstly, but, like, a nice, a solemn approach to life, just a gentle one, you know, just
Yeah.
a soft approach to life is genuinely to just lose the will to live. Like, forget about all of the different achievements that you want to achieve. Just be like,
I think in this case, so does Schopenhauer in this case, yeah,
yeah,
Hayena Jala
what?
poetry, does he mean in this case like the will to live is going from achievement to achievement?
Yeah,
That's what he,
basically, yeah.
because the thing is, I would define the will to live as
wanting to be alive.
Not even like wanting to be alive and wanting to be happy.
Wanting to be happy.
Yeah.
Do you think we should want to be happy when we know that happiness is just a fleeting emotion?
Okay, Fez, yeah.
Is there any point striving towards something that we know is just going to disappear in the next 2 seconds?
True. I think this is a biblical concept. Obviously, the distinction between happiness and joy. Joy is a bit more, I think it's longer lasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But is joy joy or is it more like content?
I think there's a difference between joy and contentment.
What is that difference?
I'd say, let me give an example for my degree.
One.
What's it called? I was content with the fact that I stayed 19 hours on campus to do this 4-question assignment that I didn't even finish question 4 on.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 4 days to finish question 3. I didn't finish question 4. I just charged it. I was content with handing in that assignment.
Yeah.
Like, I was content. I didn't feel joy. I didn't feel pain.
That you were just content.
I was just content.
Nothing less.
Because at that point, I couldn't really care less about it. So I was just like...
Okay, because it wasn't significant.
It is significant. Fine with it. It is significant. It is.
Okay, so you've lost me then.
First.
Because I thought, like, you'll only be content if it's not important.
Oh, no.
No.
It is important, but I was content with... I was content with what I put into that.
So you weren't overjoyed.
No, okay,
we're just content.
Yeah, and even though I didn't get what I wanted, I was content that I was like, you know what? I tried everything I could.
Mm-hmm.
I exhausted all my possible options and I couldn't do anything else.
Okay.
And the fact that I can still submit something, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Okay. I'm content with that. But with joy, that's like me finishing my degree.
Okay. So you were content with something that was like not a milestone in your life, basically.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I feel like people always like celebrate, they express joy, like if you like you call it happiness when they achieve something that seems substantial and great. But to society though, what about like to you? Because in a grand scheme of things, if you were just born and you were just you, would you care about finishing a degree? Would you care about, I don't know, becoming a CEO and things of that nature? Or is it just the societal
construct? Is there a societal construct?
Yeah.
Like, celebrating.
Yeah. And, like being joyful about something.
No, because, I mean...
Because if there wasn't a pressure for you to do something...
Yeah.
You would just feel... I feel like you'll feel indifferent to everything that you do. I don't think that you'll be overjoyed.
Where's the fun in feeling indifferent to everything?
That's the thing, like, has the world just conditioned you to feel like you have to have fun? I don't know.
Well, you don't have to have fun. Yeah, exactly. It's nice to have fun.
No, but who said that? According to who?
According to everybody who's ever had fun.
Yes. I just feel like it's not necessary.
It's not necessary to have fun?
Yeah. Why is that? I feel like we've been conditioned to think that we have to have fun.
And how?
Because of the way that the social structure of the world is like you have to do this, you have to achieve that, you have to go to school, you have to graduate, you have to finish,
not necessarily.
And then that's what makes you feel like you're joyful. Like, even if you start, for example, forget education, even if you started a music career, you have to hit certain milestones for you to be joyful.
True
Because that's what success looks like to the world.
Okay, I like the fact that you talked about music then and it's hitting certain milestones.
Yeah.
Right now, the fact that I've been in university for the past 3 years studying engineering, like, it stripped me of all the time that I had before uni to devote to music.
Yeah.
That got completely stripped from me whilst I was studying.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm done, like, I can be joyful again just in the process of making music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember there was a time, I do remember myself distinctly saying, like, I just want to feel that. I want to feel that moment again when I'm like...
Just, like, I'll be in the studio.
Yeah,
like, doing all those things.
Not even that. Like, even whilst I'm mid-making, like, let's say I'm mid-making a beat or something like that. And I'm like, I'm listening to something. And I'm like, oh, that bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, this just sounds good. This just makes me... just makes me want to move and groove a little bit.
Yeah, and for that's me, just that's innate. That's within you.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's
hasn't been
me.
Projected onto you.
No, that's something completely different. That's not based on any achievement. I'm not thinking about releasing the song, however many streams
it's
gonna get.
It's just something that just makes you happy.
Yeah, and for me, that's happiness.
Yeah,
that's happiness.
Something that comes from within you, rather than something that you think people expect of you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think I liked that. I want to read you a quote now.
Please do.
That he said.
Right.
He says, man can do what he wills, but he cannot will what he wills. How does that make you feel?
Let me try and understand that sentence.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Man can do
what he wills.
What he wills.
Yes.
But he cannot will what he wills.
Wow. So he wills.
Yeah.
There's a will that he does. He can do it, what he wills to do, but he cannot will what he wills. The will is just, it's innate. It's, you can't control it, basically.
Is that basically you can't control what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's good to just say things simply. Yeah, you can't control what you want.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what does, I don't know.
You can't control what you want. What does that mean?
Because how does, like, where does the want even come from in the beginning?
Some things you just have to boil down to human nature.
Wow, I'm so glad you said that.
But
so what is the
what
human
is human
nature?
Nature? Yeah. Please don't ask me that. I'm a STEM student. I ain't got a clue about
this. No, but like you, and the thing is, like, fair, it's understandable. But I feel like as you're in this world and you exist and you're human,
yeah,
I think you're human, right?
I try to be.
Yeah. As long as you're human,
yeah,
I'm sure you have a concept of what human nature, quote unquote, is. To you, what you think it is?
I think, as I'm speaking right now, I don't think I've ever made this thought ever.
Wow, but, so it's just coming. This is fresh, guys.
Yeah,
write it down.
Guys, I don't really think too much.
Right.
I just.
And that's understandable.
Yeah, because
otherwise you'll end up like me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I put everything that I can't explain anymore under like logic or even emotion, I just put that under human nature, and I'm just like,
it is what it is.
So I think human nature can be best described as it is what it is.
Like nothing specific. Human nature doesn't have to be a specific thing.
Not
it just is.
It just is.
Just like the will just is.
At the end of the day, every human is different. So everybody's individual version of human nature is gonna be different.
Okay.
But
that's interesting.
You can put.
But don't you think that there has to be something that's uniting all humans? We're all humans, but what unites us as human beings? For me to be a human and for you to not be an alien?
Genes, science,
first biology,
and them things there.
First, okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's them. Anyway,
Lich.
I want to go to the
I'm really sorry if I'm like coming off really shallow. I don't think
it's shallow. I just think that this is just what you're thinking right now, and that's okay. Not everyone has to give us like a deep well of Abby, what do you call it now, I don't know, wisdom. It doesn't need to be crazy. This is literally just your thoughts, and I think that's all that matters.
That's all I've got, lad.
And that's all that matters, as I said.
Yeah,
he gives us pointers how to live life and not be absorbed by your will to live. And one of them is to live in solitude. Do you think that A, that's possible, and B, that's like a good thing to do? Because apparently some people say humans need humans, but like to what extent, like to what degree do humans actually need human beings?
I think humans do need humans because like community is always nice. I think community is always nice to have in terms of like, what's it? Just having someone to like relate to, having someone to bounce off.
Yes.
However, I would say, myself being quite an introverted person, I do slightly agree with the idea of humans living in solitude because, you discover stuff about yourself that
By
perhaps
yourself.
you
Yeah.
discover stuff
About
about
yourself, by
yourself by
yourself.
yourself that
Yeah.
perhaps you wouldn't have done
With
in the
other
presence of other
people.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair, because he says that when you're by yourself, that's the only time that you can truly be free. And I found that so
I agree.
interesting.
I agree.
Wow.
Small, I agree, because like even when you're with anybody, no matter how close you are to them, you're gonna be restricting some side of yourself.
Some part of
Some
you.
part of yourself you're gonna have to hold back.
Yeah, because you have to be socially acceptable,
Exactly,
innit?
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First. And when you're by yourself, you can truly be yourself. But like, why do you, I want to ask, like, why do you need to be yourself? Why can't you just be like what society needs you to be? Because if you're by yourself, what's the imp like, why is that significant? Does that make sense? Okay, cool. Because
Can
I
you
think
rephrase
in
the
my
question?
head, you
Yeah.
know, have you ever heard, if the tree, like, if no one is there when the tree falls, did the tree
Do
really
did the tree
fall?
means
So
Arthur
it's
has
like,
did tree fall?
if you're who you are, like the true form of yourself by yourself, why is that important if no one knows that that's the true you? So does the true you really need to exist?
I
Wow.
think you can show elements of the true version of yourself.
When you're with other people,
Yeah.
by spending time with yourself by yourself.
I think you discover who you are by yourself, and you can show that true side when you're with other people. Let's say you're comfortable with some people.
Okay.
Like, you can definitely show some
Fair.
of that true side to yourself. Like, so there's some
Yeah.
people that I've shown my true element to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I haven't put on the PR DF
Wow.
type of version.
Fair.
But now this one here, me right now, I'm just in my element. I wouldn't say I'm the true version of myself, but at the end of the day, like, you can't really put a definition on the true version of yourself, because that can change.
Yeah,
That depends on your
fairs.
circumstances.
Yeah. Another thing that he says about solitude, which is
Yeah.
really interesting, is that ooh, intelligence
Interesting.
is, what's the word? Inversely proportional. Intelligence is inversely proportional to social interaction. So basically, the more social interaction you have, the less intelligent you are. And it's just like, huh?
But then what about social intelligence?
Exactly. That's a good question. But I feel like for him, that's not really important, because I feel like for him, people are just not important. But that's strange, because one of his
Yeah.
main like arguments for like how to be ethical is empathy and compassion. You need to be compassionate.
Yeah, and then
So
you
you
need
need to
another
care about
person.
other people.
Exactly.
So yeah, I don't know why he says that.
That's very interesting. You
Yeah.
said intelligence inversely proportional to
Social
social
interaction.
interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, like the whole concept of social intelligence, that's an umbrella that covers things like you said, empathy, compassion.
Yeah.
You need to be socially intelligent to
Yeah.
exercise those
Emotional
characteristics.
intelligence.
Emotional intelligence as well, that
Yeah.
comes under that umbrella as well. So I think, because if you the more inside you are, obviously the more you learn about yourself, the more intelligent you can become. I don't know what definition of intelligence we're using here,
Oh, Fez.
but
Fez.
like,
What does he mean by intelligent? I feel like
yeah, that's the
maybe.
thing. What does he mean? Because if he means book smart,
Yeah, I feel like maybe he does mean book smart, because.
because yeah, book
Yeah.
smart, obviously, if you lock yourself in your room and read a textbook all day, just yeah, of
Yeah.
course you're gonna memorize the flipping textbook, and when it comes to the exam, just
Yeah.
smash it.
So maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he just wants us to be intelligent and read philosophically and just, like, you know, just be well read
Just be well read, yeah.
and just well rounded as a person in
Yeah.
terms of education.
Yeah.
And like not interact with people. But yeah, that's interesting.
But where's the fun in not interacting with people?
You and fun.
Why
Why?
not have
No, but why
fun?
have fun?
Because it's fun. Fun is fun.
How ironic.
And them things there. Guys, not sponsored, but drink water.
Not
Okay?
sponsored,
Not
but drink
sponsored at
water.
all.
I remember to drink water
Please drink water.
today. I'm gonna leave. I'm actually gonna post this on TikTok as an ad.
Oh, what, drink water?
Yeah, drink water.
Yes,
By
guys, drink water.
sponsored by F.
Sponsored?
Not sponsored by YF, but guys, remember to drink water from YF. It's a message. Oh, cool. I wanna. We've kind of touched on the concept of happiness already, but he says that happiness is actually always negative. I feel like you don't really like Schopenhauer.
He's just an interesting bloke.
Yeah. That song was so good, and it
Appreciate
came out of
it. It
nowhere.
does, yeah.
Yeah, he is interesting, and a lot of people actually resonate with what he says. And I feel like I was resonating with what he said until I started talking to you, because saying it out loud just sounds really dumb. I don't know how to explain it. Like, saying it out loud makes it just seem like irrational.
Could that be? Because he's coming from the point of seclusion,
Solitude.
solitude.
And then,
But now you're talking to me, there's somebody else in the room.
yeah, so then it
You
doesn't
have
really
to be,
bang, like it doesn't hit the same.
it doesn't hit the same.
But cool. That probably is why.
Could be.
But yeah.
Could be.
Your reaction to him saying that happiness is always negative was interesting.
Yeah, because how was it negative?
I think it's negative because it's temporary. I think it's negative because it's fleeting.
But, okay. What was the last great meal you had?
I can't even tell you.
Damn.
Being a uni student is
Oh
not
yeah, I
easy.
can't lie. Bro, if I tell you some of the meals I've had.
I can't even tell you,
Oh
bro.
my
Struggle
gosh.
meals,
I don't
like
think you guys understand. Like,
alone.
this week alone, at one point, all I had in my fridge was white rice.
It's good to have something in the fridge. It's good to have something in the fridge. Some people only
No,
have indomie in the cupboard.
no. I finished my Indomie.
Right.
I
So all
finished.
you had was white
All
rice.
I had was
Should I
white
tell you
rice.
what happened to my white rice?
Uh-oh.
It turned purple.
Come on.
Uni,
How?
like uni shows you things that you've never seen in your life. Yeah, my white rice
Come in.
turned
No, no, no. Come
purple.
actually. Come in to
I
the mic.
can't tell you why.
How
You're a
did?
STEM student, you should tell me why
Please,
my white
I
rice
did not
turned
do biology
purple.
or
It
chemistry.
was just there
I
for
did
a
basic
minute,
physics.
like it was there for a whole minute. It
Was
turned
there for
my friend's white rice turned blue.
Why are
So
we
why are
turning
we turning white rice
white
colours? I
rice
don't
into
know.
colors?
But
Why is
yeah.
this?
When you go to uni, guys, like it's not
Scary.
as bright as portrayed.
Uni is not all parties
Don't
and.
spend your SFE on
Can
can you say it, please?
Canada go?
Thank you. I'm Balenciaga. Don't spend don't spend your SFE to
That's
there. Like, don't
hilarious.
do that. It's just not good. You
Yeah,
won't have
nah.
meat in the fridge.
You know what's so funny? I don't think I saw a penny of my student finance. Tell a lie. I saw my penny. I saw.
Minimum
Yeah,
SFE.
mini. Minimum. And can you imagine? I'm living there. I'm living in.
Right. You're living in
Yeah,
blood
I'm
and
living in.
meat. I'm
Yeah.
so sorry about
I didn't
that.
see a penny.
I
Well, I did.
cannot
I
relate.
saw. At one point, I saw.
100.
No, not 100. I saw £800.
Oh my gosh.
And I spent it all in a month.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. Like, what did you spend on?
To be honest, I needed equipment. I did need
Okay,
equipment.
fair.
So,
See, that's a good thing to spend it on. Some people, as
yeah.
we said, spend it on Canada
Canada
Goose and
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Don't play with it.
Yeah. So.
How did you get there?
I don't know. I'm a
Oh, what's
professional
about
yapper.
happiness? You're a professional yapper.
Yeah. Happiness. And how, what's it called?
Happiness.
Temporary, innit?
Yeah, it's fleeting. So therefore, it's
Yeah, we were talking about the
actually.
last meal you had.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking,
Right.
yeah, so what's the last good meal you've had?
You've asked again,
Yeah.
and I repeat that. I cannot tell you.
You're gonna have to. Sorry.
The best. Okay, I'm gonna say a chocolate cake because I really
A
like
chocolate
chocolate
cake?
cake. Yeah.
You like chocolate cake. That's
Yeah.
interesting.
I really like
In my
chocolate
humble
cake.
opinion,
Don't drag it. Don't drag
it's not
chocolate
top
cake.
three.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not top three,
That's
in my opinion.
fine. Just say you're here.
Yes, I am.
Just say you're here. Okay.
I'm the biggest hater.
Chocolate
I
cake
hate the
is
way that she
actually very,
mocked, the
very
way that
nice.
she
Do
talked,
you
like the
like
way she dressed, huh?
one
That's it's
rap
touching
identity is there? Do you
my
wait, do you like red velvet?
I know Red Velvet is basically just chocolate
Okay,
with coloring.
good. Because I was gonna say, because if you like red velvet,
And you don't like
then
chocolate.
yeah, then you're a
Yeah, that's
scam. That's how you know people just like
They just lie.
things. Yeah, people
Yeah.
just like things because of how it sounds and how it
Lich,
looks, not because of
lich.
actually what it
Oh,
is.
Red Velvet
If
sounds
you
fancy.
like red velvet and you don't
Silly.
like chocolate cake, it says a lot about you because they are one and the same.
One and the
You learn
same.
something new
Think about it
anyway,
every day.
as you were.
Yeah, so the fact that you like chocolate cake, it's like, did you enjoy that in the moment?
Yeah.
Or were you thinking about how you're gonna stop enjoying it once it ends?
Wow. I feel like you just ate me up with that one sentence. I feel like I can see where you're going with that, and you just ate me up. Cause out, yeah, fairs. Because the happiness in the moment, just enjoy it in the moment.
Yeah, that's happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness is something that you need to... It's not every day have a... It's not every moment in life
yeah.
that you need to look at the next moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just be in the
just be
moment.
In the moment. Be present.
Yeah. And I feel like it kind of speaks to the negativity bias of human beings.
Interesting. Yeah.
Know what it is?
No.
And then you sat there, you said, interesting. She was trying to know what negativity
I'm
bias
trying to put
is.
I'm trying to put the words in my head.
Okay, cool, man. Because I think they're STEM students. I just had to, I don't want to sound patronizing when I'm asking
no,
like, do you know what that is.
It's fine. Cool. No, like when you say these big words, it's not that you sound patronizing, it's like you sound educated.
No, because when I ask, do you know what it is? I don't want to sound patronizing when I
oh,
ask.
Oh, no, 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 that's
do you
fine.
Know what it is?
That's fine. Because like,
you know, you
if I were to now tell you, ask you, do you know about Euler Bernoulli's theory of.
So no, but you didn't have to do that.
I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is.
You didn't have to do that. Because this is like, I need to look smart.
Oh,
people.
Sorry.
So like,
am I making your podcast look dumb?
Like, you're making me look dumb still.
No, I'm not. No, I think you just have, we just have differing perspectives.
Exactly. And different interests.
Exactly.
And we know different things.
Exactly.
Right.
And now we're coming together
and
to discuss.
Now I've completely like forgot.
My fault.
That which I was going to say. It turned off.
Ah.
It did. I will address that in the future. Yeah, you're actually like, how did we end up every that we ended up? It's you.
Yeah,
you.
It is me.
Yeah,
it is me. Okay, I think cool. this is this the most disorganized podcast you've
done? I think so. Yeah, actually.
Good.
Because no, it's not good. You can't say that. I'm trying to think like which one was the most chaotic. I feel like everybody managed to stay on track and stay like. Where they're supposed to be.
It's crazy how we went from Mankind Will What He Wills to Red Velvet and Chocolate.
Exactly. And I genuinely blame you. But yeah, you were eating me up, basically. That's where we were. Because you were basically saying how people don't think about the future. Negativity bias.
Yes, there we are.
That is where we were.
Negativity
and negativity bias is just the like human inclination towards always being like negative, basically.
Yeah.
So when you think about stuff, you always think about like the negatives. You always see the negatives in things rather than the positives.
So carry on.
Yeah. So for me, I think it like speaks to the negativity bias of human beings because it's like when it comes to happiness, you're like, oh yeah, happiness is so fleeting. It's like it doesn't stay this, that, and the third, but so is pain. So it's suffering.
Pain is also, pain
most
is
of the time, anyway. Some people suffer all their lives, and that is
so it's
sad.
Quite sad. Mm.
That is so
it's
sad.
It's quite sad. So would you put?
No, but maybe that's the problem. Because it's possible for people to suffer their whole life, but it's not possible for someone to be happy their whole life.
That's very true.
So maybe that's what he means by, like, happiness is fleeting. That's why happiness is so painful.
But how can happiness... How can one thing be the complete opposite? Because happiness itself...
Is happiness.
Is happiness.
No, I think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that...
I think happiness in the context of everything else... can be viewed as painful.
Yeah. Which is his point.
That's his point.
Yeah, I think.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think
he ate us up. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Schopenhauer?
Schopenhauer and them things.
Wangadi?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He says that it's so painful because it just leads to boredom.
Happiness?
Yeah.
Does happiness lead to boredom?
Because, like, once you come down from the high of happiness, it's like, what now?
Then it's just you're in a state of...
Yeah, exactly. Which is, like, sad. Because you're just bored.
But I don't think you have... I don't think you can be bored. I don't think you can be... You don't have to be bored and sad.
You don't have to be... Okay, Fez.
You can be bored and chill.
I don't know if I agree. Because when you're bored...
Mm-hmm. You want to do something.
Yeah, you want to do something. You're looking for something to do, and I think that again,
that's frustrating, and then becomes sad.
Yeah,
cool.
And it links back to the world today. You're always seeking for the next thing. Like you're always
interesting.
Looking for the next thing.
Okay, interesting.
And it's just like, when will you stop?
In order to stop
pursuing happiness. And once you stop pursuing happiness, ironically, you will be happy.
Or are you pursuing a thing to do? Instead of pursuing happiness.
I think the happiness is in the thing to do.
True.
Not necessarily, because if you're not doing something, you can still be happy whilst not doing it.
Say that again.
If you're not doing something,
mm-hmm.
you can still be happy whilst you're not doing something.
Very true.
So maybe happiness is not in the thing to do. Do you see?
Because if I'm, so I'm going to give another example of my degree. Sorry, I just
You
finished.
and your examples leads us to like places that we never expect to go. So I'm excited for this one. Go on.
Because if I'm bored, sitting on my bed watching TikToks, and then I know I've got my dissertation due.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna. I don't want to actively pursue my dissertation. I don't want to go and start that because that dissertation is annoying.
Wait, oh my gosh, you have to do a dissertation for engineering.
Yes. That 40-page report.
Oh, why didn't I know
Yeah,
this?
man.
I never knew that. Was it
40-page report.
optional?
No. They said you are doing a dissertation. Fam, 3 weeks into this 3 weeks into this year, they said, give us a 10-page report on exactly what you're going to do in this dissertation.
So you had to do a dissertation on a dissertation.
Yeah.
Go on,
I had to
uni.
do a dissertation
Go
in three
on,
weeks.
university, man.
Yeah.
That's okay. My dissertation is optional, and I'm absolutely choosing to do it.
Fair enough. Because I think
Yeah. It's just a bit of
let's
me.
not get off track. Let's lock in.
Right, first,
Let's
as
lock
you
in.
were, as
This
you
is
were,
only
as you
because
were.
it's my fault.
Yeah, I blame you
Yeah,
wholeheartedly and
it's
completely.
fine. I take the
It's
blame.
completely your fault.
I take the blame.
Yeah. As you
This
were.
is a bit more of a light-hearted episode sometimes.
Do you even. This being lighthearted is really ironic, by the way.
What this
We're
episode,
literally
like
talking
losing the
about, yeah,
water?
losing all to live, and you're saying that this is the most light-hearted episode. Love that.
Look at that.
But yeah, I have forgotten what you were saying.
I
You were
don't
given an
actually remember what I was
example.
saying.
This is
Oh,
Tish.
dissertation, yeah. Like I'm not gonna, because I'm bored on my phone. Like I can be doing something and being bored at the same time. I'm not gonna go and pursue
But you're not really
thingy.
bored when you're doing something.
Yeah, you can be bored doing something
Like, do you
100%.
get bored when you're like scrolling
100%.
on social media?
Yes.
How?
Because I just see things that just aren't cool.
First.
I see things that are
But
literally boring.
like isn't seeing something entertaining?
No, it doesn't have to
Actually,
be.
first, because like watching a documentary, like I'm seeing something, but
Yeah.
I'm bored.
Watching a not interesting documentary because like
Yeah,
the
not
past 2 years
interesting.
of my life had basically been documentary and dissertation. But
Right. That's okay. It
it's
has to
fine,
be
it's fine.
well. It has to be well. Almost towards the end.
Are we actually?
Yeah,
All
of
right.
what I have to say.
Oh no, this has been a really fun episode.
Really?
I've really enjoyed myself.
I just really hope that like I didn't go on too many tangents, even though they were your fault.
Yeah, sorry, my fault.
But
It's okay.
oh
You
my
know what?
gosh, this is the deep one.
Tell me a lock
Yeah.
in.
Which is that we should limit our expectations because we're always disappointed.
I understand.
That's so sad. I feel like everyone who resonates with that is like really sad.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because you can't really expect everything from everybody because at the end of the day, I remember, oh my gosh, going back to the TikToks things, there was a sense, there was like a public interview. Someone was doing a public interview and they were interviewing a person and they said, don't attribute to malice what can be attributed to incompetence.
Yeah, I know
Have you
the
seen that
video.
video?
I know the
When I
video you're
saw when
talking
I when I saw
about.
that when I heard that I said, "Bruh, that changed my
Wow.
entire perspective on
He was
life."
so real for
He
that.
was so
And he
real,
came out of nowhere.
literally.
And he just started spitting bars, bruv. Oh
Bars,
my gosh.
bars. Like he like single-handedly changed the way I thought of the whole
World.
expectation and disappointment
Oh.
aspect of things.
Of life, yeah.
Because like if you expect let's say I'm doing a shoot and I need someone to bring a pair of lights and they don't bring a pair of lights, I can't, of course I expected them to bring the lights. I thought it was within their remit to bring that pair of lights, but they may have had other things going on that may have slightly prevented them from
Yeah,
doing
from
so.
doing that.
Yeah, it's literally all about context.
It
It's all about
is.
context.
But I
Like,
feel like that's just so. It's
it
exhausting.
is exhausting.
Like, why
Yeah.
can't things just happen
Yeah.
how I want them to happen?
Yeah.
Why can't things just happen how they're supposed to happen in my head?
But them's like how they're supposed to happen in your head might not be how things are meant to pan out. Because, can I give another example?
Please do.
Take the rock music video. That was meant to be I was meant to be done so long before the actual day it got done, and it was meant to be me four other instrumentalists on stage to make five, and then people dancing in the crowd as a mock audience. It's like a what's that word? Soul Train? Soul Train type of music video. We stuck to the theme,
yeah,
but the plan changed completely so many times.
Right.
It ended up being seven people on stage, and I just had to tell people, yeah, dress in all white. I'd had to tell this to people on the day, dress in all white, please.
On the day.
On the day.
Right.
Like people were calling me.
So they had to find all white on the day.
On the day.
That's fine.
On the day. I was meant to be the only one dressing in all white.
And then nobody
dressed in all white. I had to say, guys, could you please dress in all white? And it turned out to be my best ever music video.
Yeah, it got a lot of views. I'm gonna put like a snippet. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't know. Copyright maybe. Who's not gonna do?
No, there's no copyright. I turned it off.
What are we? Who are we?
Who are we?
Yeah, like how did we get here? I don't know who are, how we got here, get here. But here we are. The last thing. Even that serious, but I'm not gonna leave you hanging. The last thing that we were gonna talk about is just like, what we were saying about how don't have any expectations. I don't expect anything from anyone, but not having expectations is really sad though.
I wouldn't say don't have expectations, but don't expect the world from people.
But like, sometimes it's like, I'm not even expecting the world, it's not that hard, it's not that serious, and like, you still can't do that small thing,
but sometimes. Okay. Cool. My lecturer would expect me to finish question four on that assignment. To him, it's not that hard. To him, it's not that serious. But to me, it took me 19 hours and I couldn't do it.
Fair. As you said, context, perspective. Context.
Yeah.
Life, yeah.
Life is very annoying and very sometimes difficult, but
because it just has so many unpredictable things and so many different people.
The unpredictability of life is like,
wow, come and see English.
And once you try to predict that,
it's problematic.
You'll just
see how we just bounced off.
Look at that.
So I have one overall culminating overarching question, which is, so taking everything into consideration that we've spoken about and like talking about Schopenhauer and his will to life, do you think that we should lose the will to live?
If the will to live is chasing achievement after achievement, yes. But if the will to live is
just like living life,
living life, breathing air, knowing somehow we're going to get there and feel so wonderful.
That was so poetic.
Because in this life, it is all for real. And I'm literally just telling you how I feel.
Wow.
I think, don't lose the will to live. Because
don't lose the will to live, but don't keep chasing.
Don't chase achievements.
Things. Yeah, achievements perpetually. For the sake of other people.
Especially that.
You can do stuff for yourself, but when it comes to like,
if you're what's the difference between chasing an achievement for yourself or chasing it for other people?
Okay, I was scared of the question you were gonna ask me. That's a good question. What's the difference between chasing an achievement for yourself and chasing it for other people?
I think
chasing an achievement for yourself is what you think will make you happy with yourself and content with yourself, and like, taking everybody else out of the equation, would you still do what you're doing? I think that's a question that a lot of people need to ask themselves. Are you just doing this because, you know, guys on social media are going to see me and they're going to be like, I have like a brand new whip. I have this huge house. I have this, that, and the third. Is that, like, do you want to achieve that because you're happy with that and that's what you want for yourself? Or is that what other people want and expect of you and will praise you for? So I think the difference is that, because I always do this thing where I don't answer people's questions.
That's fine.
So I think the difference is that when you want something for yourself, even if everybody else didn't exist in the world, you will still do that thing. Like, you'll still pursue it.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy doing it. You won't feel any type of way. Literally. You feel good. Yeah.
I think that links to back to what I said. Remember how I said I was chasing that feeling of, I wanted to experience that feeling of if I'm making a beat or something, I'm like, this bangs and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it in the moment for myself. Not thinking about how anybody else would react to it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how it's gonna blow up on social media.
I'm just like, my reaction, this just feels great. It sounds great and I'm happy because it is lovely.
Fairs.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I feel like I'm like, I don't know, is it ever possible to just do something for yourself, like wholly, like completely for yourself? Isn't there always just a little bit of like something in the back of your mind where you're thinking about how other people are going to respond and what other people think of you?
If you are extremely hungry and you've
Yeah.
just got Indomie in your cupboard,
Mm-hmm.
so are you going to take that out and eat, thinking about what other people are going to think?
I don't think so.
There you go.
What was my question again?
Is it possible to, what's it called?
To do
To
something
do
without
something,
thinking about other people when you're doing it. Oh
do something truly
yeah.
for yourself without there being an inkling of other people.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if your example like convinced me. Am I convinced of that type of example? Because that's like you're hungry and you're literally dying. Of course, you can't think about what other people think. What if like you're in your most comfortable? Like, what if you're in really in your zone?
Okay.
You're happy with everything.
Okay.
Everything about you, you know, it's like top tier, like top
Top
tier,
tier,
shy. Whatever you choose to do in that kind of environment, is that for yourself completely?
whatever I do, if I'm just chilling top tier,
Yeah.
and whatever I do, is that top tier for me?
Yeah.
Isn't that just
Or do you
maintenance of that
just.
feeling? I'm just maintaining how the good
Yeah.
vibe.
The good vibe that you're already feeling.
The good vibe, I'm
Fez.
just maintaining it. I don't
Fez.
necessarily need to do it for
Okay,
anybody
cool.
else.
So I think I'm happy with the conclusion that I came to earlier,
Off
which
it.
is if you want to do something and like you're aspiring and like I'll be reaching, aiming, now advancing towards something. You should do it for yourself and ask yourself, if no one else existed in the world, would I still be doing what I'm doing? And the answer should be yes. If the answer is no, you need to recalibrate and rethink.
However,
Oh,
context is important.
in what sense?
If you are doing your exams, my year 11 students, if you are doing your exams, better be working hard.
Right.
Hey, I even forgot to text my mom. I've got a lesson in an hour. I need to cancel. You guys are going to see me live cancel a lesson right now.
Do you tutor?
I do.
Are you gonna cancel lessons?
Yes.
Is it private tuition or is it
Yes, it is private.
one? I feel like I need to start
Need
doing that. I need to
to
start doing private tuition.
cancel because very busy.
Because
I
very
have,
busy.
yes, already texted. So I swear. Cool. Yeah, I just cancelled a lesson live.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
But I think we're done.
Oh, we're done. This was really fun, guys.
Really?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this.
I'm so happy that you enjoyed it because
Yeah.
sometimes I feel like maybe I'm boring.
Not at all.
Maybe like the stuff that I want to talk about is just boring. Like nobody cares. Like literally no one cares.
No, I wouldn't even say nobody cares because even me, I wouldn't necessarily indulge myself into this type of media. However, the fact that I'm now here,
Yeah.
it's made me think about how I think of things,
And
which are
I
like,
think that's all I want people to do. Just think about how you think of things. I think that's something that a lot of people are lacking. Skepticism. Like thinking again. Interrogating
I think the
your
word
belief.
that's a good word to say because I think skepticism
Wow,
has a
English.
like neg it has like almost a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
Like if
Yeah.
whenever someone says, oh, you're being skeptical over this, you're
Yeah.
automatically assuming, oh, is this really that
Yeah.
good?
Yeah, fairs.
But you can be skeptical and think, is it that bad?
Positively.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
can
positive
positive.
skepticism. English.
English.
Yeah,
Hello.
thank you, Hef.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for coming here, Hef.
Yeah, man. I really enjoyed it.
Do you want to say goodbye to the people?
Voila.
You said hello.
I said voila.
Oh. I thought you said hola.
Nah.
No, you can't. You
No
can't
sponsor.
do this.
Drink water.
Guys, drink water.
Please.
By command of Yef. Like right now, open up your water bottle and take a sip.
Do it with
Because
me.
Yef said so.
Open up your bottle. Have you done it? You open your bottle? Fantastic. 3, 2, 1. Episode ends. Y'all, let me tell you guys a story. Incy wincy spider climb up the water spout. Down came the rain, and he washed the spider out. Connor, I do not remember the West. West? Rest. Let me tell you another story. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, what's the
recording? H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. This is going to be hilarious. Q, I, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
What are we even talking about?
No, I know my ABC. Next time you can sing with me? Sing with me, here. Come on.